Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I am excited to share my guest today, who returns to Quantum Conversations. And I want to share that she was really spot on in what she did personally for me. And we're going to talk about that. But what we're going to talk about today is our energy with money. Here we are moving into the fifth dimension, moving into new earth. And as we are on this bridge, money is still something that is in our life. And so shifting our energy with money, removing belief systems and trauma around money is really at the heart of what we're talking about today. And as we know, we can do this on a quantum level. My guest, Joy Baker, is here to talk with us about shifting this energy so we can truly be abundant in 5D existence. Welcome, Joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here once again on our show.
Hi, Loren. Thank you for having me back on your show. It's so good to be back. I think it's been about 3 years, so.
Ah, well, that is a beautiful, beautiful number to share with us as we talk about what we're going to share today and this relationship with money, because it is one of the most frequently asked questions. And this is, you know, why does it always seem to elude me? I'm doing all of the things with manifestation and all of that. You have a beautiful ability to go into someone's field and see the energy that's there, the belief systems that's there. So for those who are listening to our show today on our webpage, you have the option to join us by web call or by phone, and that is how you can ask us questions for Joy. There's also a Q&A box if you are not able to join us with your voice. So Joy will be working with us today and taking individual callers. Star 2 will raise your hand for that. So Joy, let's talk a little bit about you know, your personal experience with this. You have a pretty interesting ability to see. For example, you asked for my photograph, and you were able, and you also asked for one thing, and I gave you an issue. And what was really interesting is that I shared with my family, because they have a great ability to see outside of me, what you presented to them about me, and they were like, oh yeah, that's totally true. And isn't that interesting that you saw that, yet you didn't know too much about me or what was going on? Can you share what it is that you do in these readings?
Sure, sure. Well, first of all, I want to mention that's so cool that you shared that with your family and they confirmed it as well. So, well, what it is, so I go into 95% of who we are is unconscious. So we're not even aware of our thoughts, beliefs, actions, behaviors, emotions, but it's still within us. That energy is still within us. It's still radiating from us. So what mm-hmm. I do, me and my guys, we go into that energy, your field, and the energy within you, and identify what's going on. Now, because I've gone, I've had, like most of us on this path, my own journey of pain and such, and I've gone so deeply into that pain, I developed the gift. I mean, it just happened through my journey and going through the pain of being able to identify the frequencies, the and what the emotion is of each frequency. So whether it's guilt or shame or fear or anger, and then the core belief. And a big thing we do is letting go of the loop. Like often we'll have, if you feel like you're not going anywhere, you're just stuck, or you're taking, like you said, taking all this action and nothing really changes, it's often because there's an emotional loop going on. And, you cycle from anger to fear to guilt to anger, that's just an example. And when we stay in that loop, we stay in those emotions, and often there's a core belief that's connecting that. Like often if somebody, one of the popular core beliefs is not enough, well, then often the not always, these are just generalizations, but the emotion is shame, which is a very, very low frequency. And when you're stuck in shame, so you go from not enough, and then you feel shame about that. When you feel shame, then you create, you're stuck in not enough. You can see how it loops. So we go in there just, it's almost like a person. The best way to look at it is, a person reads a book with words printed on it and such. That's how we read the energy. That's how I see it anyways and or explain it. And then I'm just able to, through spiritual sense, identify the different frequencies. And again, whether it's guilt or with a client this morning, I identified grace, which was, I thought was really neat, because grace doesn't come in often that I'm actually able to identify it. So and then we just clear out what's not working with the person's permission. It's energetic, but it's with the permission. And I always ask my guides, only take me as far as the person, is ready for, but that's generally pretty deep. And then we'll activate towards the end. We, as you experience, there's usually a little bit of a meditation, or we activate what the soul is looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It was really very, very interesting. It's too personal for me to share with everyone. I know, I could share my own story, and it does help others. What was interesting, though, is that you kept feeling this energy come up, right? You did see it looping. And it goes to, this was a core wound for me. And so when we work with people and callers, when we take callers in this episode today, we're going to see exactly what it is that you do. But I am just fascinated, Dawn, because again, I did feel, here's what happened. You had sent, and this is how it works with you. You do a recording for people, and we are actually in the quantum field in that recording because it is outside of time and space. And you sent me that recording 48 hours ago, I believe, and I listened to it outside of that day that you recorded it. But as I was listening to the recording, it was like we were there in the same space, because I was reacting to your words, and then you were saying, wow, look at how that shifted. So see, that's what's really, really cool. And for you to see the work that we did, and then it goes so deeply into the inner child, right? The inner child that is often the one receiving these wounds. And then we cleared it. So this really is a purification of that trauma and those wounds. That's, and I just say thank you.
You're welcome. That's actually a really good way to put it. I've never, the way you just said it there, it's a purification of those wounds. I actually really like that. And because that's, you mentioned inner child, and for years, you know, once I started on this path, I would hear the term inner child, and I actually thought it was really stupid. I rejected that whole term, inner child. And often we do, because we've gone through so much trauma or abuse as a child. And that's actually us rejecting the inner child when we reject that term. And, but it was at a workshop in 2008, it was Inner Child Retreat. And that's where I really got the wisdom and the strength of the inner child. And that's, I think, when things started to change. And now when I do this work, it's me and my guides, but it's my inner child as well, because she's the one who really guides me, and she's the one who connects with the child and, you know, each person and supports them in feeling safe. So the most important relationship we will ever have is with ourselves. So the more we can connect with the child within us, and honor that child, acknowledge a child, appreciate that child within us, we're appreciating and acknowledging ourselves. And if you want your money, anybody who's listening, if you want your money situation to improve, you have a relationship with money. The more you can improve the relationship with yourself, the more your relationships just per se will improve, and the more your relationship with money will improve. It's not like they're not separate. They all work together. So, because the reason being is money is a frequency. You know, this is, we're talking about the 3D, 5D worlds of consciousness. And money is a frequency. Everything is, you know, vibration and frequency. It's all energy. So is money. Money has a consciousness. So the more you can fall in love with yourself, like yourself, appreciate yourself, acknowledge yourself, and any pain in the body is the body yourself asking for attention and to be acknowledged. So the more you can acknowledge and appreciate yourself, then the more you will be willing to acknowledge and appreciate others, including money. So notice how, like when you talk, how you talk to others or how you talk to money, notice how it's a reflection of how you're, you know, talking to and appreciating and acknowledging yourself or not. So that's one of the ways right there to improve your money situation, is improve the relationship with yourself and give yourself permission to feel good, because this is your life. Like in this physical body, this is your life. So you might as well choose to feel good and appreciate yourself. Mm-hmm. And the more you send out that vibration and frequency, see, every person, place, experience, event that comes into our life comes into our life on some level because they align with their frequency. You know, we all know the term resonating with somebody. Well, that's why they, you know, people, places, events, experiences come into our life, because they're aligning with us. So if you want to change your money situation, you want to change the kind of people that are coming into your life, the contacts you're having, the opportunities that are coming in your life, anything like that, choose yourself. Choose to feel good about yourself. Choose to appreciate yourself, and you will send that frequency out. And your whole field expands. You know, you move into expansion, abundance, freedom. And then you start to attract and align with higher frequency, higher consciousness people and events, including money.
Yes. And so when we talk about choice, you've been through a couple of things that actually gave you that experience of recognizing the choice and where you put your money. So you've gone through two bankruptcies, and that was really a shift in your awareness of this choice. Can you share with us what you've learned from that?
Sure. The first one, like I mentioned, having gone through a lot of pain, you know, sexual abuse for several years growing up and being bullied and speech impediment, epilepsy when I was young. So all of that amounts to a lot of pain, remembered through repressed memories. So because I was so down on myself and harsh on myself and just felt depressed and in that place and such, yeah, that reflected my money situation. So I went through the first bankruptcy. One thing about bankruptcy is really good at making a person look at shame, because there's a lot of shame in getting to that point and actually making the decision to declare bankruptcy. I thought by then, I thought for sure I had it all figured out. But then I still was, between the first and second one, I was still believing in the old paradigms and the limitation and such. And I didn't know that, but I could see how things hadn't really shifted until I went through the second one. When I went through the second one, I made the decision about halfway through to learn my lessons in life from a place of happiness, pleasure, joyfulness, rather than pain. Because generally we move through life, and once the pain gets bad enough, then we will be willing to change. Then we'll be willing to choose differently. And I remember it was around 2014, just saying to the universe one day, you know what, universe, I am ready to move forward from a different frequency of joyfulness, of happiness, of gratitude, of appreciation. Like, I just kind of switched my whole vibration and frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same, I guess it was around the same time, well, it was when I started this, you know, the healing business, which I've wanted to for years, but I went, it's my time, and it's time for me to value myself. And I've been told that by mentors in the past, you know, well, start valuing yourself and moving forward with your gifts. But I just couldn't get to that place of I choose me and I choose to value myself. So those were two big things that really, you know, shifted the direction of well, my frequency and vibration, which just kind of changed and shifted everything.
Yes, that's so important. I choose me and I choose to value myself. Isn't that very, very interesting? Because even a question we have coming in right now, it's like, what is this problem? What is the block? And you've just revealed it. If we are not giving ourselves love and doing things that make us happy, that's a block. So isn't it fascinating that one simple thing of doing something that we love or something that brings us joy and happiness literally shifts our vibration, totally shifts our vibration. Now, there's another facet to it, and that's where you come in, and you've actually got audio clearing programs that assist in this. So if somebody's doing all of these things and they're working on it, how do these audio programs come in to assist with that? I can say in my own life, it had me look at things that you picked up on that I wasn't even aware of. So share with us about the programs that you create and how people listening to that really helps them.
Well, the program, the first part goes into the four core beliefs, because after, you know, working with several clients, you know, hundreds, thousands of clients, I've seen one of the core beliefs is just not enough. And that
not
affects
enough.
That affects all our, you know, all parts of our lives. And one is, we don't really think about this, but it's not feeling safe. Because if you're used to living in lack and limitation, scarcity, restriction, we've designed our life, like, we know when we're around people how they're generally going to react to us, and we're going to react to them. And we know if I do this, you know, something like this is going to happen. So it's our comfort zone. It's a sense of safety. But imagine, let's say all of a sudden, and a lot of people will go, you know, whoopee when they hear this, but let's imagine $1 million drop down on your desk. Well, now, once you get beyond, you know, that's awesome, you start to realize there's all these decisions to make. What actions am I going to take? And then if you're still in this mentality of, like, scarcity, and you've got to make these decisions, and people start, you know, these, do I place money here or there, and what do I choose? Because then you get into choosing. If somebody's still in that scarcity mentality, they don't feel safe in that field of abundance. So that you know, that's moving from not feeling safe experiencing and having money, because when you have an abundance of money, there are new experiences. In other words, and it's an expansion of the comfort zone, to moving to feeling safe with having money and all the experiences it brings. So, and then any, you know, with the audios, whether it's the personalized freedom clearing or the audios, you can listen to them as many times as you like. And you said with energy, I call it non-local, meaning it's in all places at all times. And there's no, in the quantum, you know, in the quantum world, there is no linear world. So there's no time. And that's why, like you said, when you experience your personalized clearing, Loren, it was like it was happening right then and there. And so with these audios, you can listen to them as many times as you like, and you're going to get them. The energy will be cleared at a deeper level. And there you go. Okay. I just want to do some grounding here because some people just kind of left their physical body there a little bit. So obviously there were some that were challenged at the thought of, you know, having a lot of money. In theory, it sounds good, but then all the experiences. Yeah, that caused a few people to feel unsafe. So just open up your feet chakras and ground. Come back into your body. There you go. Okay, there's some resistance with coming back into the body. So let's just call on your guides, your angels, your support beings, and let them know that you've, there you go. Good. Okay. There, the heart opened up. Okay. And so as a collective, we're joining hearts here. So, yeah, because energy is non-local, it's in all places at all times, and in the quantum world, there is no time, so no linear time. It's all happening now. You can listen to the audios as many times as you like. You can even put them on silent, use them at work. I've had clients have good results, use them at work. And it changes the on silent, just on loop. And it changes the environment that they're working in, the vibration and frequency, a lot more calmness and peacefulness. So, and the fact that you can just use them, listen to them over and over and over and over again allows for some really deep clearing.
Yes, beautiful. On multiple levels, because when you go back to those recordings, you hear things that you might not have gotten. And that is the evolution and the advancement of that clearing within our own field. So you're going to do something for our group. You've already tuned into us. One of the things when we say value, it's, let's say, lack consciousness. Lack consciousness is what many of us have been programmed with. So can you work on that with us in an energy clearing, a money clearing activation for us?
Sure. You want to do that now?
Yes, let's do that now. And then we can take some questions and work with individuals.
Okay. So let's just see. Okay, first of all, just take a deep breath in. I can already feel both fear and anger coming up. And the anger is, so first of all, there was fear, really briefly. And because, again, having an abundance of money means new experiences, means getting out into the world in a bigger way. It means choosing, making decisions, means being accountable. Different, you know, it just puts a person in a whole different reality. And then the anger came up as a defensive mechanism. We often use anger as defend ourselves against something that we don't feel safe with. Okay, so just take a deep breath in. So first of all, let's honor and acknowledge everything that lack and scarcity mentality has given you. Because it has given you something up till this point. It's kept you safe, even though it's kept you in your comfort zone and kept you stuck, it is still giving you something that you have needed up until this time. That's why you've lived in the scarcity mentality. You know, there's further lessons. It might even be karmic lessons that you needed. So let's acknowledge those, honor them. So we're just, by honoring, I mean just give them space and accept them. Okay, there's some more fear coming up, and the fear is the inner child. So let's take a look at the inner child. It's okay. So the child, the small little child, is, it's like they're cowering in the corner. And okay, this is because they're afraid of power and force, because they're afraid of, okay, so all the ways you have money associated with power and force, and that if you experience an abundance of money, that will mean that you have power over others. So in other words, you're believing that money means domination over others, because you're in the spiritual field and see yourself as an awesome, amazing person, that's not who you want to be. So therefore, you've been rejecting the whole concept of money. So when we bring in money and abundance of money, the child cowers because she is fearing domination. Okay, there you go. There, even just identifying that. See, when we identify something like that was stuck in the collective. So when we identify something like that, we bring it to the light and it's released right away. There you go. All the ways you were taught and through your ancestral lineage, you were taught that having money and understood that having money means domination and power over others. And because that's in contrast and conflict with who you believe yourself to be and how you are evolving, you have up until now, therefore, rejected having more money than just enough to get by, experiencing an abundance of money. Let's witness that. There you go. Let's just acknowledge it and simply accept it. When we accept something, it releases the tension and it just lets go. Gives it space to just release. There you go. Okay, there's some anxiety coming up. The anxiety is because now you're opening up to abundance and this is fear of the future, like what's possible. And that's okay. So I'm just going to witness that anxiety and accept it and allow it. There, take a deep breath in. Let that go. Okay, there's some gratitude coming up. It's like trickles, streams of gratitude. And all the ways you are afraid that if, as you experience having more and more money, you begin experiencing life in a bigger way, that you will be rejected by those that you love or that love you or that you've always known, those that are familiar to you and are in your life. Or any ways in which you fear being taken advantage of once you experience an abundance of money. Okay, there's some anger coming up. So let's simply witness that anger. There you go. There's a little bit of resentment, so we're allowing that to come up. Okay, we're going to ask Source to Universe, whatever word you choose to use, to download with your permission. You can always say no and it will negate it. With your permission to download within you what it feels like. So you feel it in every cell of your being, what it feels like to be financially abundant, to experience that expansiveness. Grounds. Let's stay in your body. You're safe. It's okay. You're safe. Just stay in your body and let your mind, your heart, every aspect of you, every atom, every cell of you, feel what it feels like so that your mind knows what it feels like to experience abundance. We want your mind to acknowledge that feeling of abundance, the emotions, the passion, the enthusiasm, the inspiration, the excitement, the what's possible. Just imagine what's possible. When you allow yourself to expand into abundance, you allow yourself to feel that abundance. Just imagine, let the mind acknowledge what's possible right now in this moment. And there you go, there's the child, and now the child understands, and the child, your inner child, feels safe, relaxed, at ease. There, just take a deep breath in, let go. Okay, there's some happiness coming up, so we're going to allow those rainbow-colored happiness bubbles to continue to awaken within you and expand. And as they pop, that happiness frequency radiates from you. There you go. So you start attracting happier and happier people, events, experiences, money. You connect to the consciousness and the frequency of money. More and more money flows to you. Just allow it. Allow money to flow, receive, and bless the money as it flows out. And then allow the money, just be in the flow of money, and allow yourself in this moment to receive money. Just put your hand out there. Just imagine you're scooping up the money and allow yourself to receive it. And know that you are safe in the frequency of financial abundance, of expansiveness. Know that you are safe as you move forward, experiencing life in a bigger and bigger way. There you go. Just let yourself feel and appreciate financial abundance. And let yourself have the money, receive the money. There you go. Take a deep breath in. Let that go. There you go.
There we go. All right. I hope that your palms are itchy and you're feeling that abundant energy. Excellent. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That feels, doesn't the energy feel so much lighter and more expansive? Wow.
Absolutely wonderful. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you so much for that. So one of the ways that you assist people is really helping them get unstuck. And that's what we're going to do right now with you. We've got some callers. So if you're on the phone or on the web call here on the webpage at acoustichealth.com, go ahead and hit star 2, and that will have you share your voice with us. Let's go to, we have a caller in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And it looks like Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you? Thank you very much for calling on me. First of all, I'm kind of in that stuck place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't seem to be able to get unstuck.
Okay. So you said, first of all, I'm in that stuck place. Is there any, do you mean around money or just anything really
yes.
in your life?
No,
or?
No, money.
Okay, specifically money. Have you always felt that way or is it recent?
Pretty much for the last 10 or 12 years, yeah.
Okay. Do you recall, you don't have to share, but do you recall anything, Linda, that happened 10, 12,
yes.
15 years ago that was yes? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can feel that. It's got some, do you want to share that or no? It's up to you.
No, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, yeah, there's some grief there. And, okay, so you're not trusting, first I thought it was love, but you're actually not trusting life anymore. And so because you're not trusting life, you, like, it's like you want a, like a comfort, you know, a blanket. You just want to pull it close around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, so as you do that, so I'm just going to follow the consciousness, let you know what I get here. So as you pull this blanket, it's like a cozy, fuzzy blanket around you, because it's really comfortable. And so you feel really comfortable, but then, of course, you know, your energy restricts. And then as your energy restricts, now you're on the path, you're doing things, you're taking action and making different decisions and, you know, the workshops and the books and all that. And then, so you're wanting to expand, but at the same time, you're pulling that really fuzzy, comfortable blanket around you. And then there you go, right there. Just breathe. Because you get to right a point right there where there's conflict. And then, okay, then what you do, you get angry with yourself. And then you beat yourself up and you tell yourself, you know, shame yourself. is what you do. And then, okay, so what happens then? So then you're just going to address that, witness that. Okay, so, okay, then you shame yourself, then you go into not good enough. So this is the not good enough, not enough core belief. And then what your mind does, finds all the reasons why you're not good enough. And then you, you know, take another course or read another book or program or something, and there's a little bit of release. But then, okay, so where I want to go here is that really comfortable blanket, because it actually feels really comfortable. It's comforting. So, Linda, if you knew, what would you get? What do you get from pulling that really comfortable blanket around you? Just, if you're not sure, just imagine it. What do you get from that?
A feeling of safety and comfort.
Okay.
And it just, but you're right. It's always a push-pull, and I've noticed that pattern a long time.
Okay. So, if let's say you experience an abundance of money, money's just starting to come in, it's just opening up, and you've got enough money to take action on different things and such, do you, and again, you don't have to share this unless you want to, but is there something that you really desire? Maybe it's, you know, traveling or buying a house or a car or whatever.
Kind of all of those.
Okay. Okay. So you do have kind of a, you know, wish or a dream list.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, so first thing that comes up as you, you know, you bring that in and whatever else you've got is that's not, can I do some clearing here?
Yes, please.
Okay, so first thing you say is, oh, that's great, but it's not possible. So there's no emotional connection. Any emotional connection there is like limitation and restriction, because emotions, energy, and motion are the bridge. So all the ways you say that's not possible, all the ways you tell yourself, all the ways your story convinces you that these are all the reasons that it's not possible. And then you keep going back to what happened, you know, back 10, 12, 15 years ago, and going back to that, and it's like an excuse. It's a little bit different than an excuse, like a reason to just play safe. There you go. Every time I go back to that, whatever happened back there, your heart opens up. So your heart was really hurt. Because your heart was hurt, you say, I can't trust life again. All the ways, every time you imagine what's possible, you know, your desires come up, your dreams come up. You go back to what happened and the pain of that. And you use that as a reason to stay limited. All the ways you believe it's not safe to trust life, all the ways you believe it's not safe to trust love, that if you love or trust life again, you will be let down and the pain will be even worse the second time, or the however many times that's happened. There you go. There. All the ways that was weakening you, the fear of trusting life or love again, that have been weakening you and causing conflict. Okay, so, okay, there you go. There's some grief coming up. So, and this is grief over what happened. So we're going to allow the grief to be witnessed, acknowledged, seen, heard, give it a voice, and accept it just for what it is. And as we accept it, the grief releases. There you go. There you go. There's a passion awakening within you. And then as the passion awakens, there's a little bit of not so much fear, more insecurity and uncertainty. That's what it is. So we're just going to witness that. Any ways in which the uncertainty of whether to just stay stuck and safe or to move forward and experience life in a bigger way, any ways in which that has been weakening you, has been draining your life force energy and your power, let's just let that go. There you go. Good. Okay, open your feet, chakras, and ground. If you're feeling much stronger. There you go. There's some happiness. Good. Just take a deep breath in. Let that go. Okay. There you go, Linda. How are you feeling?
Much better. I can. I felt everything you were doing. It felt really good.
Awesome. Good. Thank you for
Thank
that.
Thank you very much, both of you. Very, very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are delightful, and I'm really glad I got on the call. Thank you.
Thanks,
awesome.
Linda.
Yeah, Joy, again, it is amazing. You are an empath because you're feeling it, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you're feeling it. All right, let's go now to, we're going to go over to Salt Lake City, Utah. Cell phone caller, area code 801. Hi, caller. You're unmuted. What's your name, please?
Oh, hi, you guys. My name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Hey, you guys. Hey, Lauren, I love you. I just want to tell you that I so appreciate your show. And I have never heard you before, Joy, so.
Okay, awesome. So how can I support you today, Sheila?
Oh, I'm kind of at a crossroads. I've my husband died in 2012, came to New Mexico thinking I'm starting a new life, and had lots of challenges here. And now I have three properties. They're all adjoined. I'm putting them up for sale. And the interesting thing is there's all this fear about money coming up around, like, I guess a lot of conspiracy stuff, like whatever is going to happen to the banks. And you think, oh, my God, so I get the money. And then what am I going to do with it? And anyway, but I've noticed that the contractual stuff that the real estate person has been kind of bumpy, like trying to get it online and figure out how we're going to go forward. Anyway, so I know this has to do with me. I know it has to do with my fears and my blocks. So what do you sense?
Okay. So what is the fear that the money situation or the money system is all going to change and you will just like lose, or your properties won't get sold, or what is the
I feel like they will get sold. In fact, my guides tell me, you know, get your stuff on the market. There's people that need it right now. I think it's more that, you know, there's a lot of talk about banking systems and what's going to happen with the economy and then how to invest. And, you know, it's kind of like I've had, like, these little fears that come through me, like, oh, my gosh. So I see that check in my hand, and then I put that in the bank, and then what do I do with that, you know? So there is fear around what to do with the money that you get or, and I don't know.
Okay, so you sell the properties, and so you've got the money, and so you're wondering where to go next, and then you read about, okay, first, all the ways you are, you're scaring yourself by reading what could possibly go on with, you know, the banking system and such, and all the changes that are happening, I mean, worldwide. And so all the ways, can I do some clearing?
Sure, please.
Okay, so all the ways that is actually weakening you, so you want to be aware. Yes, awareness. I mean, that's the number one step to growth, and it supports us, empowers us. But in your case, it's actually weakening you. So let's ask Source to show you how to become aware of what's going on with the financial system and such, but from a place of empowerment rather than weakness.
Okay.
Okay, when I did that, some anger came up. Okay, there's an occupation with money here that is, okay, there's a block here. There's some, okay, more anger, a lot of anger coming up. let's see. It's anger at the system, the anger is, it's from helplessness because the financial system, you know, you read these stories and everything is changing. It is all around the world. And so that creates a helplessness, because all you can do is live your life, and then there's the anger. Okay, there's a lot of anger coming up, so we're just going to witness that anger. So anger, in this case, anger is being used as a defense, like to protect yourself from what. Okay, all the ways you believe you have to protect yourself from the worst possible scenario. So your mind, you know, just goes through all these worst possible scenarios. So you can eventually get to the very worst one that can happen, and then you feel like you can have some peace and calm. In the meantime, there you go. You're weakening yourself. So let's let go of that. All the ways you believe you need to go through every possible scenario that could come up in order to prepare yourself. This is a control mechanism. See, when you feel, we often get into control because we figure like, so you've got actions you're taking and you're saying, well, if I can control the outcome, if I can control the way this works out, if I can control how what the, is done with the money, if I can control the rate of return I get, if I can control this, then I'm safe. And then, but what happens then, you decide all this, okay, this is all, this is what's going to happen, this is the way it's going to be done. But we, you know, we live in the world with other people and systems in that. And then when you can't control every little system, that's where you go into fear, and then that's where the anger comes up because you're trying to protect yourself, but you're, yeah, that's really heavy there. Just take a deep breath in. There you go. So actually, when you were talking at first, Sheila, the word that kept coming up was trust. See, often the more we're in control, or we believe we want to, you know, we want to be in control, it's because we don't trust. We don't trust we're being looked after. We don't trust that everything's happening for our highest and greatest good. We don't trust that it's going to be okay. So the word you really want to focus on is trust. Just see all the ways you don't trust that everything's going to turn out for your highest and greatest good, all the ways you believe that you must be in control or else, you know, everything's just going to all break loose and everything's going to fall apart and you won't be safe. All the ways you believe you have to know all the steps, you know, the journey of 1,000 steps starts with the first one, and then you see the next one, but you want to know all the 1,000 steps before you get started. And so, yeah, your mind's going through every possible scenario here. So trust that as you take an action, say sell your properties, get them on the market, sell your properties, that the next step, the next action is going to be revealed to you. So we're going to ask Source, with your permission, to download within you and awaken to you so that your mind can acknowledge this frequency and recognize it. Trust. And anybody else, this is for everybody who's listening, because we all receive the benefits. Let's awaken to trust. There you go. Because as an empath and intuitive, you know, on this path, moving forward on this path, you want to bring trust into it. Control is a mechanism of limitation, scarcity, what I call the matrix, which is, you know, that energetic structure, control and scarcity in that. And control is, because control will always keep us limited, but that's what we, you know, we learn, we're born into. And so just, there you go, there's your heart releasing there. It's just a weight came off here. It's like an energetic structure release from you, Sheila. There you go. Good, take a deep breath in, let go. There's some happiness and fun and laughter coming up, and that's the child. So that, because the child is feeling safe. See, when you bring in trust, all words have a frequency and vibration. When you bring in even the word trust, because when you trust, you have faith, and then that's your spiritual guidance. They work together. So when you even just bring in that word, trust, it shifts your whole frequency. And as your frequency and vibration raises, so does your consciousness, the inner child starts to feel safe again. And all of you is coming in alignment as I talk about trust. There you go. Good. Okay, take a deep breath in. Let that go. Okay, there you go, Sheila. How are you feeling?
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
My guys have been telling me, let go, let God, just surrender, just surrender. So you hit it right on the left. So thank you so much. And I do, I feel very relieved and actually a lot lighter. Thank you.
Good. Awesome. Thank you, Sheila.
Okay.
Yes, you have shifted. Shifted in the quantum realm. That is so beautiful. I just want to share that many are reporting that they have felt things within their bodies, that they're feeling it, that all right, one actually felt what you were experiencing, wanting to scream out with rage and anger and the pain of never knowing love. So very, very beautiful. All right. Thank you for those comments, everyone. Here is one. Would you prefer voices, or can you answer some questions coming in on our Q&A?
Oh, great question. I mean, that's why I did a frequency clearing, you know, or the freedom clearing. So, yeah, written questions are great.
Okay. All right. So, again, just really good, awesome questions. So this one coming in, this one comes in from Nigeria. So what is going wrong? This is Yetunde. What went wrong? I've been spending money and can't account for it for the past 2 to 3 years. It boggles my mind to no end. Can you help Yetunde?
Okay. So thank you for that question, Yetunde, and I hope we're saying your name somewhat right. So money's coming in and it just keeps going out, and yeah, right away I can feel a ton of rage. Like just as you were talking, I could feel the rage in the question. And then an extreme shame. So very volatile emotions, like very powerful emotions, I guess. These are not just gentle, silent emotions within them. It's both rage and shame. So meaning the rage is that it's not easier, that it's not, living in this world, surviving, have enough money to support yourself and others and such. So it's almost like the oppression of the system. And there's rage at that. And then the extreme, so they keep getting the word extreme, and then extreme shame. And the shame is really, it's harsh actually. It's almost, that's a really harsh shame. And so what I'm getting is, Yetunde, you can be like, I can do this and really making a lot of money and out there and taking action. But then the shame literally just almost floors you. So you can almost like immobilize. And there you go. And then the money is, well, the money is just a symptom. Like the money is there and it shows you what's going on within you. But the source of the issue is actually not money itself. It's the rage at oppression. And then the shame that you don't have more, you don't have as much as others, or how much you think you should have. So let's see where we're going to go with this. So first of all, let's honor both of those, the rage. Now you might not, when I'm in this 5D space and, you know, connected to source and that, I will see it as rage in our everyday life. It might be impatience. It might be frustration. It might be just feeling stuck. It might be just being almost like a getting out there, everybody get out of my way and I'm going to make this happen. But energetically, I see it as rage. So there you go. And shame would be talking down to yourself or making everybody else wrong or making yourself wrong or just feeling lethargic, kind of depressed and such. So let's witness both of those. and all the reasons for being in this cycle of rage and shame, and all the ways up until now it has supported the story of oppression. And I can feel some anger at calling it a story. And even if we're born into that, there's still the reason I'm calling it a story, even if a person has lived it, Yutanda, even if you've lived it your entire life, is because there's more beyond that. It's a story you were born into, the life or reality, or, you know, you're living right now. There you go. There, okay. That released some of the rage, tension. And now, okay, the shame is your inner child asking for attention, to be seen and heard and acknowledged and witnessed and adored and cherished and nurtured and loved and cared for and appreciated. That's what your inner child is asking for. All the ways you were taught that is weak, you know, being taught that you're appreciating yourself, accepting yourself, honoring, acknowledging yourself. Let's witness that and just let that go. Okay, there's a fear of vulnerability coming in, so we'll just witness that. All the ways you believe that being appreciating yourself, acknowledging yourself, honoring yourself, accepting yourself and accepting your life just as it is right now means that it's not really weak. The phrase that's coming in is honoring your forefathers, so like honoring your ancestors. Like, you believe you're not honoring your ancestors by being appreciating yourself, honoring yourself. So let's just let go of that one. There, just take a deep breath in. Let go. Okay, there's some alignment and balance within you. The extremes of rage and shame have been released. So now we're going to, okay, all the ways you believe you don't deserve prosperity, all the ways you believe you don't deserve to have and experience an abundance of money. So no matter how much money you have to get rid of it because you believe you don't. And if you were to have it, then up until now, because we're going to release it, there would be shame. There you go. Because what you're saying, there's so many people that go without, so many people that need money. How can I have money? So as soon as money comes in, you get rid of it. So let's witness that. And just let go of that. There you go. Good. And that has, because that's brought both sides of your brain in balance. And there you go. Let's open your crown and ground. And we're going to ask the universe to show you. So all parts of you, your mind, all parts of you realize how having and experiencing an abundance of money supports yourself and supports others. Just breathe. Just breathe out. There you go. Just breathe. You want to breathe so that everything can move through you. There you go. Your energy expands. There. There. There's some gratitude just awakened within you. It's already within you. It's just awakening it. That's all. So we're going to. So it feels like you're good at receiving money. So, but it's just, like you said, money keeps going out. So we're going to ask the universe to create a space within you and embracing you of financial abundance. So it's like a container so that you can feel good about yourself, feel safe with having money. And it doesn't just come in and go out then. There you go. Take a deep breath in. Let that go. There you go. Thank you for that question.
Thank you. We are all feeling that as well. We can feel the energy shift in our body, especially around the heart. Isn't that again, this is that vibration, that lower density of those emotions like rage and shame is what really keeps us from that higher frequency that you're talking about, that frequency of abundance. Okay, very cool. Let's go to another caller. We're going to go to a web call. Cindy in Oceanside. Hi, Cindy.
Oh. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Lauren. Hello, Joy.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Oh, everything's so wonderful here today. It's kind of my question's like maybe answered, but yes, it's wonderful. So much on, you know, I feel like about all there is love and financial abundance in my life that I embrace and want to have. So I just want to see if there's anything that you can clean up for me.
Sure. Okay. So are you experiencing that now? Like, is that what you want, love and financial abundance, or you're experiencing that now?
That's what I want to experience.
Okay.
I want to in my life.
Okay, so you said, I feel like that's all there is in the universe, but you're not yet experiencing it, so.
I feel like
that
next life, you know, for me, that literally would be the ultimate in life, is what I meant to him.
Did you say next life you're going to have that?
No, this life.
Okay, I thought you said, oh, I'm waiting till the next life, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go there. So part of you, yes, you can, in theory, you believe that's all there is, but then, okay, there's a trauma here. Trauma when you were, you don't have to tell me, was there some trauma or, you know, unsettled family environment or abuse or something growing up?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm getting something around 18 months. There was some trauma, and that was when you made some kind of, are you okay with me going here?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. So you made at 18 months, because we're in this, you know, soup of energy, vibration and frequency, and we're, on an energetic level, we're aware of everything that's going on. And if two people are, even if they're just talking, but there's some tension there, we know it. You know, on an unconscious energetic level, we know it. And so just to give you an example, let's say two people are talking about money and they're talking about bills. And we're a little, you know, 18 month old, and we hear, or even 6 months, 3 months, doesn't matter what the age is. We might not understand the words, but we understand the energy of it. And then we hear the word money and we associate that. So let's see. So I want to go to, but there's something else that happened. I'm getting a trauma, actual trauma. Now, it could have been with you, but it could have been something you experienced. It could have been energetic trauma that you know, two people arguing. But that was when fear.
At that point in my life, so my mom, of course, I wouldn't remember, but my mom has told me.
You said you did or you didn't?
I did,
Okay, yeah. We generally don't remember much for the age of four, unless, you know, it's in meditation or repressed memories, but something, let's see, it was almost like when that, whatever that trauma was, that fear became instilled within you. Before that, you were, like you said, I believe in, you know, love and abundance and such. And before that, you truly believed in that. At 18 months, whatever happened, that was when fear, like, it awakened within you. And let's see. Can we go to that moment? And
absolutely, sure.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is just a brief look at before that happened. So you're very So the child before that happened, was trusting. That's the word, very trusting. Trusting that you're going to be looked after, trusting, even if there'd been a lot of trauma before that, you still really trusted, like you had a lot of faith. And then something, whatever happened at 18 months, so what we're going to do is have the trusting little Cindy and the one that, you know, awakened to fear, just have them look at each other. It's almost like, you know, two little kids that are twins looking at each other.
Mm.
And, okay, so in this case right now, no words are needed. All we're going to do is have the trusting, loving little Cindy walk over to the traumatized Cindy and give her a big, loving hug.
Mm.
So that all parts of you, just imagine yourself giving yourself a hug, getting a nice, warm, loving hug where you feel so safe. And as the 18-month-old Cindy that had been awakened to fear receives this beautiful, warm hug, any fear that was within her releases. She just lets go of it. And as the trusting Cindy feels this, because you're very intuitive, she feels the heaviness of the fear being released, just letting go. So then what awakens is trust. And you start to trust. Mm-hmm. There you go. Wow, I don't know if you felt that, but there was just like spirit just filled you up there. Wow. Okay. So now we're going to, from that place, we're going, you're still actually the two little Cindys are still hugging, and we're going to allow the frequency of money to come in. And they're feeling happy and joyful. So all parts of you, Cindy, are feeling connected, aligned, and congruency, and congruent and aligned with money and receiving money. Let yourself feel that. Open up your feet chakras and ground into that. So you're feeling grounded into money, having money, experiencing money, receiving money, and you're feeling expansive, trusting that it's time for you to receive an abundance of money and love, because they work together. Actually, in the divine world, they're on the same frequency. Like, that's what I'm shown in divinity. Mm. There you go.
Mm.
And take a deep breath in. Let that go. There you go.
Oh, wonderful, Joy. Wow. The whole left side of my top of my head was just, had the greatest energy on it. It felt great. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you, Cindy. Very,
yeah.
Very cool. Energetic shifting. Joy, thank you so much. I just wanted to share again your personal session. It's a remote recording that you do, and it's so fascinating because it takes a photograph, and you're able to look at that photograph, and you make a recording. And again, you did that for me, and it was absolutely fascinating how spot on it was. So you've got a package. Will you share a little bit about this package? There's two options. One is with the recordings, these audios that you mentioned, how people can use these. There's two parts. One part is a series, and then another part is some that are smaller and more accessible to use on a more frequent basis. Share with us your special offer.
Sure. The first package is that's the program. And the part one is you go through the core beliefs. So I identified the four core beliefs here. And this is so powerful because we go right into, you know, the transformation of not having enough to enough. So feeling like you have enough from, you know, not feeling safe, feeling, and you can, you know, it's there on the page, and going into those core beliefs, because when we've got a core belief, it's like, it's almost like it's a table with legs. And so it has supporting beliefs and supporting emotions. Like I said, not enough and shame often loop together. And so we go into those, release those. And then what we've done a little bit here, expecting money and amazing experiences. So it's not just expecting money, it's the amazing experiences, because going out and experiencing life, and then that goes back to feeling safe. So, and then receiving money, and this is actually setting up the field, your energetic field, so that you're open to receiving money. So that's the first part. And then all the others support that. It's like the first one, and I think there's 13 audios here in the next part. I think it's something like 19 or 20 audios all together. The first part, empowering, or the first one, empowering questions, you can literally change your reality by changing your questions. It's like, instead of many people in an unconscious mind, the question will loop, what's wrong with me, or what did I do wrong, or how did I get this wrong again? You change that, even just that one question, you know, what's right with me? How come I'm so awesome? How come, you know, I got this right again? I'm so amazing. You start to change that. It'll change your reality, because the mind is a Q&A. So when you ask a question, it gives you an answer. So right there, that can, if you've been on the path a lot of years and nothing really seems to change, really pay attention to your questions and start asking yourself empowering questions, and over and over and over again. It's like, one thing I like to share all the time is, what if you ask yourself, like a mantra, what if it's possible? What if something greater is possible? What if it's possible? If a person asks that like a mantra, because what happens, what if questions bypass the ego mind. So the unconscious conditioned ego mind doesn't go into resistance. And then, so there's no resistance. And you just, by thinking, asking yourself, what if it's possible, you open this space, this energetic space within you, and you allow possibilities and opportunities come in. So fire and bridge, that's creating, you know, just a, now you've gone through a lot of release, but you, with a campfire we create, you can release any remaining beliefs or stagnant emotions and such. And then the bridge is your emotions. So with the emotional bridge, it's like you can magnetize to yourself to your desires, and your desires to you. And then, of course, taking action is, you know, taking action is what ultimately creates it all. And freedom, again, it's like getting into the energy of receiving money, we get into the energy of freedom. The early years of money beliefs, and we did that a little bit today, you know, going right to, because that's where it all gets created, is when we're really young. Strength and alignment, this is strengthening you and aligning you to different frequencies of money, like empowering frequencies of money and expansion, and grounding you into that. So that, it's only 10 minutes, so it's very powerful, that one, because it's all about strengthening your body and aligning you with it. Forgiveness, this is maybe a bit of a different understanding of forgiveness than many people have. So there's releasing those that you may not even be aware of, but you're still staying attached to them, whether through resentment or anger, just letting that go so that you're free to move forward. Reframing your story. And I think I give a little bit, I think I give a personal example in this one of how I reframe my story from one of weakness and helplessness to strength and courage. And when you can reframe your story, because, I mean, it's your story, it's your experiences, it still happened to you. But when you can give it a different meaning, because as humans, we give everything a meaning. When you can give it a different meaning, one that empowers you, it just changes, again, your frequency and supports you in moving forward. Self-love.
Yeah.
Self-love is, you know, we all, like, it's all about self-love, appreciating yourself, liking yourself. Happiness, gratitude, joyfulness. That's, again, we create from our frequency. So when you can get yourself in that state of gratitude, happiness and such, that's the frequency you're radiating out. That's what you're attracting to yourself. And then being the field of receptivity. So again, just being that field of receiving money. And then communicating with money and money blessing. You know, how are you talking to money? So the first one, it's just very, it doesn't take long to shift your consciousness and with money, how are you just like we have, you have a relationship with your partner or friend or colleague, or you have a relationship with money. So how are you communicating with money? And then we finish up with a money blessing. And that just shifts your whole energy and frequency with money so that you open up to money and allow money in. That's the first one.
Mm. Yes, beautiful. Really allowing the possibilities. So we shift out of this energy, out of these belief systems. Again, even if someone may not even have an issue around money, I want to just say the freedom remote session with you, the freedom clearing, is really amazing. Again, you were saying that you're able to find things that are not in someone's awareness. And I want to reiterate that that's what happened with me. And that's why I went to my family and said, here's an interesting thing. Here's someone who does not know much about me. I gave her my photo and I gave her my core wound. I did let you know one of the core wounds that I was still working with. And for them to validate and say, yeah, you do have some of those reactions that she was mentioning, I was not aware of it. And so the freedom in recognizing that that energy exists is the liberation. The awareness that that hidden energy was actually keeping us in a vibrational state that was literally keeping things from coming into our field. And that's the work that you're doing. You're clearing it like a ninja. I want to share a comment that came in, Joy. You're going to love this. Yetunde in Nigeria said, yes, we said his name right. And Joy is right on the money. Isn't that interesting? Again, very, very good validation. And Tina's saying that I got that with money comes harm and pain and even death to others from the ones in power. And she really feels like this is ancestry. And she does say that she's feeling that the universe brought her here today to finally remove the deep pain and suffering around money. She says, now I can finally let the gold flow. Extremely grateful,
awesome.
Feeling like I was set free. Amazing how this works. It is amazing. And you know, Joy, even in my own remote clearing that you did for me, here's another validation. You did something with the back heart chakra, the heart chakra in the back. This is part of us, right? Even the Vedics
right.
know this. I was aware of that just a few days ago. And look at how much you were in the field, because I was aware of that, something that I was working on. And then you came in and assisted with a clearing in that area, an opening, actually, right. in that area. Isn't that fascinating?
Awesome. Yes. The energy is so... Yeah, it's just fascinating. So for the freedom clearing, and it's so convenient too. Like you said, they just send me the picture. So, and it just send me the picture and an issue, 1 to 3 issues, because generally if there's more than one, they all work together, or my guides, they guide me anyways. And we just go right in, and just like with the caller there, you know, with Yetunde, and we just go right in and see what's going on and any loops. And it's around 20, 25 minutes. So we go in a little more in depth than we have on the today. So, but yeah, it's, and then I just email out the recording in person. Every time somebody listens to it, you know, as you know, Loren, every time you listen to it, the energies go deeper and you clear out deeper. And the reason for that, the first time we listen to something, the ego mind or unconscious conditioned ego mind or unconscious conditioned self is often in resistance, because we do have that story and we say, well, this is how I am. This is how people treat me. This always happens. So we have the story, the meanings we've given it, the belief systems, the emotions. And when we hear something that really shifts us, we often go into resistance. And it's why with anything, it's always good to listen to it at least a second time, third, fourth time. Plus you can live it up. Just play it on silent and on loop, and that will shift the energy, the frequency and vibration in your environment as well.
Yes, and as you mentioned, you can even put it on loop and even have the volume turned down, and you're still getting
mm-hmm.
that. It's very interesting, the resistance that comes up. And, you know, healers, we know this, and personal coaches as well, is that sometimes that resistance is there to actually make us aware of the anger, right? So I just find that interesting, because someone who may get, for example, angry about what someone may have said, it's that anger that's actually the catalyst in someone truly looking deeply within it. You know, sometimes it takes that little rough around the edges to kind of shake people up. Do you agree? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When we become aware, when we really become aware of what we're feeling in our anger, and anger, we often think of anger as, you know, we're taught, yes, it can be controlling or mean or abusive or dominating, but anger can also be a very motivating and creative force if we use it that way. So it's really the intention behind it. And so when we wake up, say, to that anger, and we decide to transform and use that powerful, passionate energy and for, you know, for our a higher intention, it can be, yeah, it can be really enlightening and awakening, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have time for another question. This one is from Brisbane, Australia. Gaylene, she says, good morning. I have owned 5 houses and now back to nothing again. Can Joy see what my problem is?
Okay. Thank you for that question, Gaylene. So you've owned 5 houses, and I don't know if it's investment houses all at the same time, but what you're saying is you've had money, you've experienced abundance, and now nothing, and it feels like it's a, you don't like money. Mm. You don't like having abundance. That just came in as I was talking. Yeah, you don't like the experience of having an abundance of money. So what don't you like about the experience of it? Okay, so what you're saying is there's too many demands and people want things from you, and there's certain expectations that you don't like about having an abundance of money, and the responsibilities, you know, when you have money, there's responsibilities and there's different things to take care of. And okay, so all the ways, Gaylene, you believe that you can't live a life of freedom and ease and flow and time, like having time for yourself, and experience an abundance of money. Let's just let that go. There you go. All the ways you believe that if you experience an abundance of money, that your life isn't your own. Like you literally have to give up your life to either you don't have much and your time is your own and you can decide how you're going to go through each day is what you're believing. To some extent, or you have a lot of money, but then you say, I have no time. So, okay, there you go. That just got something. Just breathe. Just breathe. Okay, we're going to clear out a little throat energy there because that just kind of shut you right down there. So we're just going to let that go. Okay, there's some sadness coming up. All the ways you believe that if you were to experience having an abundance of money, that you will be used and taken advantage of. Like you're literally convinced of that. So just witness that and let that go. Okay, so what's going on here is a negotiation of power. So you believe, in other words, you feel you haven't really experienced your power. All the ways you know power as bad, all the ways you know power as abusive, power over, harming another one, domination. So therefore, when you have power, it's almost like the words that are coming in, when you have money, it's like you're an easy target. If people are asking you for money, you feel like you have to do this. You're almost a little blown, like blown around by the wind because you're not grounded and feeling empowered. So you have money and stuff, but no, you're not feeling grounded and empowered. So then that's where they being, you know, used and taken advantage of comes in. Because if somebody, let's say you experience having a lot of money and you know you've got this money and you've got a house or money in the bank or such, and somebody asks you for money, it's even if it's going to cause a hardship for you or you will say yes. because you feel guilty. Oh, a lot of guilt came in there. You feel guilty having the money. There you go. All the ways you believe you have to give everything you've got to, you literally put yourself in the poorhouse because you feel so guilty in having. There you go. Let's just witness that and acknowledge it. There you go. Just let that go. Good. Take a deep breath in. Let that go. Okay, so I'm getting for now, that's enough. Like, we don't need to go any further at this moment, but that gives you an idea of how to move forward with this.
Yes, okay, Gaylene, we hope that was helpful. Really very, very interesting. Gaylene, if you can share any comments about that before we say goodbye, that is so helpful. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Joy. It really is amazing. Yeah, your whole experience, you know, you went through a dark night of the soul. Actually, it was more than a dark night. It was, wasn't it just a while? It was an episode of depression. And this is how you really learned to shift, and you learned the power of the heart and your consciousness and your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. They pretty much summed it up there. You know, the depression and the pain, it got me to this place. And making a choice, you know, just choosing, no, I've lived my life in this and I know what this is all about. And any, you know, it's, most of us know what scarcity and pain and lack and limitation and restrictive, you know, feeling restricted is, we know what it's all about. So let's experience something completely different. I mean, this is your choice, it's your opportunity, it's your life, so go for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joy Baker has her special offer available for everyone. It is such an affordable, well-valued package. The Remote Freedom Clearing Session, again, is one that can be used over and over. It's fully customized to you. Joy is an empath, and she truly can see your field and see the things that you may not be aware of as she helps you to clear those out. That link is available on this webpage or in the description box of wherever you're watching this podcast. I want to share a note from Tina, and she shares that she truly can't express just how she feels that she has been set free. Joy, she's listened to you for years and have always felt that you were here to help and never realized that this is what it was. Again, see, it's that hidden awareness that you bring, an awareness to this hidden energy that literally is within us. And Tina says, oh my, I just remembered many years ago, I was told a woman with a first name beginning with a J and not a common name. I grew up with horses, and you were one of the first persons I felt safe to listen to when I started on this path.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you for sharing that, Tina. This is the work that Joy assists us with, and we just love hearing the comments because it really is the testimonial to how this energy work assists us in our life. We've had many feel a lot lighter through the heart area. And isn't it funny, this heart, this ever powerful heart area just gets blocked by these emotions of shame and guilt and even anger around those wounds that we carry. So this is where the work of Joy Baker really comes in to assist us in returning to the wholeness, returning to the liberation and the freedom of being who we truly are with no limitations. That is the deep energetic work from Joy Baker. Joy, thank you for this session today. We invite our listeners to come back to that activation and just witness it again and work with you if they are resonating with it and feeling called to do so. It is powerful work. As we say goodbye today, Joy, I just want to give you a moment to share anything as we wrap up.
Oh, I want to thank you for having me on your show, Loren, and it was great callers. You've got awesome listeners. And value yourself. Step forward into trust. Let yourself trust. And appreciate yourself and acknowledge yourself and accept yourself. When you're in acceptance of yourself, and all judgment is released, you let go of the old, you step into the new, and you move forward with trust and faith.
Hallelujah. Trust and faith. Thank you, Joy. And we did hear from Gaylene, who says, oh my God, all my head is tingling. And yes, I did give everything away until I was broken again. Thanks so much. I'm going to try and have a time with you. All right. That's beautiful. Well, if you too would like a remote freedom clearing, all you do is send your photo in. After you make your purchase, you'll send your photo. It can be a selfie. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. No one is going to see it except for Joy. So you don't have to have it perfect. And she will do that recording and that session for you. Again, she did it for me personally. I'm amazed. I'm going to listen to it again, Joy, because, you know, there was a part of my ego that stepped in, and you totally nailed it. You hit it right on the head when you said, ooh, now that's coming back around at me. And I'm like, wow, I totally was. And so when I shared it with my family, those who know me, they were like, yes, that's true. And so it's just a beautiful process when we do this work. So have trust and faith, everyone, and be gentle with yourself as we love ourselves so deeply that we do this work and completely come back to our own authenticity. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Joy Baker, for this quantum conversation. Now it is time to dance our way to the cosmic heart. This is where we have a little fun and we enjoy what we've learned. Can you feel the freedom in what we've experienced today with Joy Baker? Namaste. Thank you. for listening to this quantum conversation, and thank you for dancing with us to the cosmic heart. As we raise our own vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. This show is dedicated to you and all awakening hearts, as we are here to shine our bright light and amplify our love. Access all quantum conversations, special offers from our guests, and online healing retreats by visiting acoustichealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and from my sacred heart to yours, I honor your magnificent love and light. We leave you now with music from the universe. Music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at acoustichealth.com. Namaste.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.